Eric Eversole, founder of the Heroes Vote Initiative, says when troops deploy, they are still citizens, but for one reason or another, they don't or can't take advantage of the right that other citizens exercise. He says many don't have access to technology or the proper forms to vote absentee when they're in the field.
Yeah, history has shown that it's difficult for these citizen soldiers to exercise their rights as citizens while they serve our country. We've seen that time and time again when it comes their rights to vote in our elections.
State Board of Elections Secretary Donald Palmer adds that 25% of the absentee ballots that are returned aren't even counted, primarily because they miss crucial deadlines.
If a military member waits to the last minute, it could really result in them being disenfranchised. And so that's what we're trying to mitigate.
The new State Boots and Ballots campaign to help service men and women vote will begin with educating them before they deploy. It also includes providing better access to electronic voting programs and equipment, preparing registrars to provide improved assistance, and crafting more legislation to better facilitate overseas voting. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.